episode 2623, Is Your Hope in Your Weight?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for some carrots and celery, maybe little leaves. Okay, maybe you're not a rabbit, but it is healthy living. It's about what you need to do to move your body the way God has intended you to move it. But the question remains, is your hope in your weight? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, the pandemic has done a 180 on healthy living. Maybe you've kept your focus or slipped more than you care to admit. Yeah, either way, is your hope in your weight? And that's W-E-I-G-H-T. For one reason or another, sometimes our greatest excuse is weight. We want to make changes, chase dreams, and celebrate every day. But for whatever reason, when we don't like what we see or how we feel in our own skin, we back away from everything. And that comes by choice and or by excuse. Think about this for a moment. Is it good to place all your eggs in one basket? No. That's common sense, right? But this is how we treat ourselves. If we don't like the reflection we see, we run away and hide for many reasons. Sometimes we don't even know why. Is your hope in your weight? Are you waiting for your weight to be a certain number before you go and do what you've been called to do? First off, your health should be a priority, not because of who you feel like you need to impress, but because it's you. Now, I don't know if this strikes a chord with you, but your body deserves attention. And it's not because you need the attention to get you to where you're going. Yes, for your health maybe, but living out who you really need to be. Are you hiding behind that scale? Are you hiding behind that number? So why not remodel your health? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Remodel your health. Now, please understand, this is not about becoming the average person out there. You know, all those disclaimers that, you know, you read about the average person will lose 2 pounds a week with exercise and a balanced meal. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, you're not average. You are you. And you matter. When you remodel your health, it's all about you as an individual, and it's unique to your body and your needs. So I want you to think about some really serious things. And this is a journey that I have been on personally. It's a path that I'm walking right now. So that I'm not telling you anything that I haven't experienced or I'm not experiencing right now. Seriously. Because I'm having these hard conversations with myself, with my coaches. And I'm saying, really, what am I doing here? Am I pretending? I mean, there were times in my life, seriously, that I would say no to things because I didn't want to be seen. Now, in that moment, was I making that decision because I didn't want to be seen? Of course not. I had other great excuses. I had 5 children. I had things to do at church. I had things to do at home. I had to take care of the hubby, right? There was always some excuse that could come up. But if I got down to the nitty gritty, way underneath, layer after layer after layer, I didn't like who I saw. Seriously. Or I didn't have anything to wear because I didn't like the way I looked in it. So I want you to think about some really serious things. Your genetics. What does that look like? Because I'm telling you, it plays a very important part in your health and how you go about remodeling it. What about the season you're in? Are you still in childbearing years? Fabulous. That's awesome. I so am not. I'm in postmenopause. I'm going to be this way for the rest of my life. Woohoo! Celebrate. But some people would say, oh man, I don't feel like a woman. You know what? I feel more like a woman now than I ever have. Why? Because I'm looking at my body differently. I'm looking at the season that I'm in differently. What about your hormones? Yeah, if you're childbearing, right, years versus postmenopause or perimenopause, right? Where do you fit in on the spectrum? You just have to know some of these things and things that we don't talk about. Maybe you've had a partial hysterectomy. Maybe you've had other diseases and complications in your life. Maybe you've even lost a child. These are all things that have influence over how our body reacts to our everyday. So we got to look at it with a serious thought process. Don't make light of it, but really ask some tough questions. What about your reasons? What is it for where you are? You know, the pandemic, yeah, I'm kind of guilty. I kind of had a 180. I was doing great. And then I let life happen. Now, I chose that way because I didn't have to. I could have said, you know what? I'm going to keep going. And I was doing wonderful. I was walking back to my good old woohoo. But then things got a little bit treacherous. I had to take care of some things at the home front, not anything within relationships or anything. Everything's fine. Marriage is great. Kids are wonderful. But we had to handle some neighbor issues. I'll leave it at that. And so that took a lot of energy out of me. It really did. And by the time we went through that part of our, oh my goodness, it went on for months. It really wiped me out. And then my family needed me. And so I just kind of got on a different rhythm and a different routine. And I left my other one behind. Guilty as charged. Yeah, the pandemic did a 180 on me. I went the wrong direction. But you've got to look at where you're going and know the reasons that you're looking at it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Be honest. Be honest. And what about your habits? Where are your habits? Are you one who likes the 11 o'clock, you know, chocolate chip cookie ice cream? Okay, that's great. But every night? Seriously. You know, for me, root beer floats. Now, I honestly can say I've not had a root beer float in a very, very long time. However, being honest, I have had a Pepsi float because I don't have root beer in the house. So I had a Pepsi float last weekend. I'm being honest, right? What are your habits? How do they all fit in? Are you totally stressed at work? Is this the season? You know, if you're in having to take care of taxes, I'm not saying for your family, for personal things, I'm talking about for business. If you're into numbers, oh my goodness, this is a stressful time of year. It's a very busy, busy time of year. And so you've got to look at, well, what are your habits right now? Are you eating in between things? And what are you eating, right? What about your excuses? We look at everything else, but what about excuses? Are we using our children as excuses? Are we trying to fit what we want to fit in and say, yeah, I got this, but I can't go anymore because I have all of this? Convenient? Maybe. But healthy for our, you know, what we need to do? No, it's not healthy. What about your why? What is it really? Why do you want to go down this channel, this path, this direction? Why do you want to put in your GPS system, hey, I want to lose weight. Hey, I want to gain more muscle. Hey, I just want more energy. Wait, really what I want is I want to rest. I'm not good at resting. What is it for you? All of that falls into healthy living. And all of these areas you've got to address when you remodel your body. It's so important. Now, some of these areas you might be able to control, where other areas will take more work and research. You may not know all the answers. In fact, you may think you know all the answers, but as you dig deeper, you're like, wow, technology has changed a little bit. But all of them play a vital part in your health journey. So I want to encourage you to think outside the box. Number one, nothing is impossible. You can gain muscle. You can lose weight. But it's what you do every day, the intention of your actions that will set apart your remodel. Because this is for you. We're beginning to do some remodeling, not necessarily by choice. Some of it is, but we've kind of been pushed into a remodel because we had a leak and that leak caused some damage. And with that, we're making changes. Well, with those changes, we're like, but we want to make these changes too. And so it's a ripple effect, right? And sometimes I stand there and I look and I'm thinking, do you know how messy it's going to be? And then I think, but when we get through it, can you imagine how beautiful it's going to be? When we're remodeling our bodies, it's messy. We're sweaty. We're ugly. Not as in ugly as in who you see, okay, right? It's just that we're trying to figure it all out. We don't have all the answers. But nothing is impossible, and it's all because of you. And then at the end, you see who you want to see by your choices that you make. Number two, do what you can do now. You don't want to wait for 3 or 4 months to get started on your remodel, right? Oh, I had the guys out here yesterday finally looking, and they're like, okay, we're going to order your wood. I'm like, fabulous. They're like, we'll be in touch in a couple days, and we'll let you know the time frame of that because we have to lay the wood, that we have to let it acclimate before we do all the other stuff, which leads to other stuff. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be like a month-long project. And I have like 5 other projects that need to come in between and with that all at the same time. Painting, doors being changed out. It's exciting, but it's messy and there's a lot to juggle. But what I'm learning is do what you can do now. That's what we need to do with our bodies. Time is of the essence. If it's drinking more water, fabulous. If it's eating more vegetables, wonderful. If it's walking every evening after dinner, sensational. Do what you can do now. And finally, number three, never say never. That never word is one of those words that it's like, yes, never say never. You can remodel your body. You can do it. It may take a couple of years, but aren't you worth it? Sometimes we try to achieve a goal to secure our future, but does it? I mean, really reaching that goal, does that secure your future? No. You have got to look at your body from a holistic point of view. Everything you do matters. It's not just about the number on the scale. So take stock in your everyday. Don't let today slip away just because you got in the way. You matter. Your hope is not in the number on the scale, but what you hold true in your heart is the scale that really matters. Don't lie to yourself about who you need to become in order to live the dream God has for you. Do something every day for your health. Don't make it a major project. It's a remodel. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And yes, it's going to be messy, but oh, it's going to be beautiful. And with each step you take, each commitment you make is a step closer to who God is creating you to be. So take a pause for your health in your everyday and really think through how you want to feel and lead your day. Health is not about perfection, but intentional action leading to consistent progress. You got this. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.